This is Phone Sex and Erotic Audio with Shayla Aspasia. Today, I'm breaking up my podcast into two parts. A couple of hours ago, I interviewed Kylie Gable. Kylie is a very good friend of mine of about 6 years. He's an erotic feminization author, and I narrate many of his stories on his podcast, The Feminization Boudoir. In addition, he has his erotic MP3s on I Want Clips, Clips for Sale, and I believe on Night Flirt as well. Please check out his podcast, The Feminization Boudoir. Today, I'm going to be playing my erotic MP3, Bedtime Stories for Sissies. I'm in the process of writing an ebook that will be based on this erotic MP3. It'll be in 3 parts, and it's set in a bar that I've dubbed the Little Shrimp. It's where new sissies are going to learn to suck cock and more. I'll be playing it right after a message from our sponsor, Anchor FM. I'd like to invite you to visit my website, shaylaaspasia.com. Hey, sissy. You know who this is? It's your mistress. And you did such a good job down at the club last night. I wanted to give you a special gift. I wanted to recreate the whole amazing experience for you so you can live it over and over and come and come. Just like you did the first time. And it was the first time, wasn't it? So reach those sexy fingers into your panties right now, sissy. Do exactly as I say and just listen. Sissy, do you remember the night you came to me? You said, "Mistress, I'm ready. I promise you, it's time. I'm ready." I knew this was what you were going to say. I had already noticed how you looked at the men. I saw what you really wanted. You had already told me about your hidden desires. And I had already told you I would help you. But do you remember? Do you remember how I said, "Sissy, if I'm going to train you, there really needs to be a point to it. If you're going to become as sexy as I know you can be, you need to do something great with this." You completely agreed with me, and that's what happened. So now, sissy, right now, I want you to reach inside your panties and rub your clit for me. That's my girl. Stroke it now while you think about what we did next. About those 2 weeks together when you were so good. How you got down on your knees whenever I told you to. How you lifted up your pretty face and opened those lips wide for me. So you could worship my very special strap-on. Now give that cute little clit of yours a nice rub. As you remember showing me over and over what that sissy mouth was really for. Oh yes, sissy. You licked all over that pretty strap-on. You sucked its mushroom head. You twirled little circles all around it with your wet and eager tongue. I could tell you were hungry for the real thing, sissy. You wanted a real cock. You wanted it so much. So I taught you, I showed you how to take it deep, really deep, so you could feel it banging against the back of your throat. So deep, I could hear you choke, but you still craved more. You were so good when I fucked your mouth with that strap on. You were showing me you had what it really takes. And yes, sissy, your mistress was excited too. I was excited by the idea of watching you suck your first real cock. And I knew exactly how to make that happen. I told you then about the club I love so much, the Little Shrimp, about the big, beautiful bar with all its big, beautiful men, and all the shadowy booths and private rooms that, well, almost anyone can use. I even told you about the suites upstairs, reserved for special guests. And I loved the way your eyes lit up. I knew this was exactly what you wanted. What I didn't tell you is that I'm part owner of the Little Shrimp. Yes, that is my place, and I can go there anytime I want. I can bring anyone I want. As usual, I can do anything I want. And last week, I wanted to take you. My precious little sissy girl. Are you still touching yourself, sissy? You better be. Your mistress wants you to keep rubbing your clitty. And you better not stop until I tell you. So we went shopping, remember? I could tell you were a little bit shy. A little bit hesitant at first, when we walked into that first lingerie store. But you did so well going into that dressing room, letting me slip that first set of sexy black panties on you, and your very first lacy bra, feeling that sweet, sexy silk against your skin like you've always wanted to. I was so proud. You did exactly what your mistress wanted. And you looked so hot, so sexy, when you came out and modeled your new outfits for me. Everyone was so impressed. I knew this was going to be special. I knew that Todd and Andrew and all the beautiful men at the Little Shrimp were just going to adore you. Rub that clit nice for mistress right now, sissy. Stroke it when you think of Andrew. Your fingernail polish is so pretty, sissy. Look at it while you keep rubbing your little clits. And remember how hot you were that first night at the Little Shrimp. Do you remember, sissy? We had already done all of our shopping. You had all the practice we could stand. So I sat you right down at my makeup table, and I brought out all the bags, all the boxes, all my secret stash that was going to make you the most beautiful girl in that bar. And sissy, there are a lot of beautiful girls there. I know, I made them all that way. Just like I made you a beautiful sissy. I could see you were excited, but you were such a good girl. You slipped on those sexy black panties we had found for you, the ones with a pretty red bow in front. I love the way your face lit up when you put them on. They felt so good. You knew right then this was what you always needed, what you were always supposed to be. That's when I brought you out the corset for the very first time. Remember what I said to you, sissy? I said, I'm going to shape those tits with this pretty corset. You're going to be so sexy, sissy. And oh, you were. You let mistress shape those tits just perfectly. And when I stepped back, I was so happy. You were so pretty. And you were even more gorgeous when you slipped on those sheer black stockings and those little black high heels. And then we added that short, hot, green skirt. You actually made me wet, sissy, you beautiful thing. Your mistress was so proud of you. I remember smiling when you started to blush. You know, after I showed you the top we picked out again. The black one that showed off your midsection. You have to wear it, Sisti. That's what I told you. I ordered you. I know it's a little bit skimpy, but we want those boys at the bar to know exactly why you're there. We want them to know your mouth is open. Open for business. I don't want there to be any question about that. And speaking of your mouth, Sissy, that makeup. Squeeze your clit right now, as you remember the first stroke of foundation. The first kiss of that blusher. You were so pretty, and we made it even better with the eyeshadow and the false lashes. And oh, that mouth. I'm going to contour your lips, I said. And I did. And applied the lip lines and the lip gloss and your lipstick. The perfect color. I wanted all the men at the Little Shrimp to notice your lips that first night. To crave your lips. And they did, didn't they? Every single one of them. Even then, Sissy, I knew that heart of yours, it was pounding. I know it's pounding right now. And you're starting to swell in your panties, aren't you? That's okay. Keep rubbing, Sissy. Oh yes, keep rubbing. I want you to be just as aroused right now as you were that night. What a wonderful night that was. The Little Shrimp, right down near the beach, with all the pretty Christmas lights I keep lit all year long, and those delicious hors d'oeuvres, and those drinks. Oh my God, I love Brian's cocktails. When I brought you in there, that first Friday night, everybody turned around to look at you. You were absolutely delicious. Remember how we sat down at the bar? That's when I introduced you to Brian, the bartenders, and Lexi, that beauty from Jamaica, and Todd, the all-American boy with the rock-hard abs and the 7-inch cock, and of course Andrew. No one could ever forget Andrew, especially you, Sissy. Red hair, muscular, blue-eyed Andrew, that any girl like you would want to fuck right then and there, right on the bar. You would have sucked his cock right there, I know it, in front of everyone, if he had asked. You wouldn't have been able to help yourself. The moment the two of you shook hands, I knew it was right. You could see his shaft was already swelling. Fuck, I could see it too. And I knew he was ready and waiting for you. So I leaned over and whispered in your ear. I said, "Oh yes, Sissy, this is it." And then I sat back and watched the two of you and all the other men who were looking at you. The ones who really wanted Andrew to just go away so they could have you. The ones you're going to have next. But this night, this very first night, it was all about Andrew. We took him to one of the private booths in the back. I stood right there loving it, while he put his hands all over you, and you kissed for the first time. I was so proud. And when you sank to your knees, your super short skirt rode up on your thighs, and Andrew and I could both see your perfect ass and your titties rising up out of your super tight corset. And I knew it was going to happen. I knew it. You got down on your knees in front of Andrew, and I got down right beside you. I knew you were going to be a little nervous the first time. And I knew Andrew didn't have a problem. He loved having me there to help you. I think he even got off on it. He thought it was sweet. I was going to give you support. To help you suck your very first cock, Sissy. And oh, you did such a good job. Keep stroking your clit right now. Think back. Remember it all, Sissy. Your eyes got so wide when you saw Andrew's big, beautiful cock. Oh, when it came out of his pants, I could see how hungry you were for it. I told you, go ahead, sissy, just like what we practiced. And your tongue slipped out and you licked your very first cock. Remember how that felt, sissy? Remember how it tasted? Squeeze your own clit right now and remember. Relive it all. You fucked that cock with your mouth better than you did my strap on. Practice? It really does make perfect. And oh, sissy, the look on your face. Your eyes so wide when that thick shaft was freed from those shorts. Your mouth was so hungry for it. You licked all over that shaft, sissy. You took his balls into your mouth, and you sucked them in and out, swallowed them whole. You looked up at him with your perfectly made-up eyes as the first drops of pre-cum welled up between your fingers, trailed down your wrist. Remember how you wiped it on your cheek and just smiled? And when you put your lovely red lips on that wonderful piece of man meat, he looked so happy, so content, and you left this pretty red streak of lipstick all down the shaft, glittering with pre-cum. And I told you, I coached you, lick all over that cock, you sissy. Yeah, that's right, just like that. Make those swirls just like you did on my strap-on. Look at the expression of pure pleasure on his face. I stood up right behind you as you were taking Andrew's amazing cock all the way in your mouth, all the way down your throat. As you milked it, I said, "I'm gonna help you, baby." And I rubbed your soft hair, massaged the back of your neck while you took that dick deep, deep down your throat. "Take it," I told you. "Milk that hard cock. And right now, jerk on your clit. Feel the way you felt when you took that beautiful hard cock all the way down your throat, till you choked on it, till you jammed it even deeper. I loved watching your ruby red lips just eat him alive, fucking him with your mouth, thrusting deeper and deeper every time. And it was so fucking hot, so perfect. And I want you to live it again and again. I want you to clutch, pull, and tug on your clit right now and come for me again, just like you did then. I want you to come in your panties, just like you did at the club, right at the same instant that Andrew came in your mouth for the very first time. That's right. That's right. Feel him come. Feel him surge onto your tongue, down your throat. Yes, sissy, take it all. Ropes and ropes of cum all over your tongue, all over your lips, all over those cheeks, right down to your fucking tonsils. Swallow every last drop. Come on, sissy, swallow all that load while you come in your panties for mistress. Come in your panties while you suck him dry, sissy. Good girl. Good sissy. I bet you can't wait till our next trip to the little shrimp. And you want to know a secret? Neither can I. I hope you enjoyed my erotic MP3 bedtime stories for sissies. I'd like to invite you to follow me on Twitter at AspasiaPSO. That's P like Papa, S like Sierra, and O like Oscar. And to become a supporter of Phone Sex and Erotic Audio with Shayla Aspasia, with a monthly donation at anchor.fm/Shayla Aspasia. Also, please sign up to receive emails about new products and samples on my website, shaylaaspasia.com. I welcome your questions, and I plan on having some question and answer sessions soon, along with more interviews with adult entertainers.